Witness location. During the alleged event, where were the witnesses? Meaning it's alleged because we don't even know if it's true or not. We're trying to see if the witnesses are telling the truth. And it's not about the defendant's location. Meaning that's what makes what's called hachasha, difference of opinion in the court case. But when you're discussing the witness's location, that's what makes a dim zomimin if they were found to be somewhere else and not at the scene of the alleged event, because they have no business testifying if they didn't see anything. Now, the question is derivation. What's the derivation, meaning how do we know, what's the verse, that this is what makes a dim zomimin, that the witnesses themselves have to be proven false, not the defendant? So the first answer is, because there's a pasuk that says in Shoftim with the Edim Zomimin section, it says, and behold, the witness is a false witness. He has testified falsely against his brother. This teaches that the witnesses are false, not the testimony. Now, when you look in the Torah, it says, V'hine ed sheker ha'ed. The ed is sheker. It doesn't say edut sheker, which is false testimony. It says ed sheker. The ed himself, the witness, is false. Ha'ed. It can even say the witness, meaning ed sheker ha'ed. The ed is an ed sheker. And then it says, sheker ana be'achiv. He's talking falsely about his brother. So since the second half of the pasuk is saying he spoke falsely, the first half doesn't have to mean false testimony. It means that he is a false witness. And that's how we learn. It's again, right by the edim zomin. Then it says, v'asitem lo kasher zamam la'asot le'achiv. So that's how we know it's the person, the witness, that we're showing he's false, not that he's saying false testimony. We don't care about his testimony. We just care that he was at the scene of the crime or whatever happened there. Now, there's a second answer, and it says also in this parasha, in Pasuk Tet Zayin 16, again, just one pasuk, right before the one that we just talked about, it says, "Ki akum ed chamas be'ish la'anot bo sara." If a person will testify against somebody falsely to answer about him something that is removed, it says to testify against him something removed. Now, why would the verse say it like that? Just say something false, not something removed. So they learn something removed refers to the conspiring witnesses who have been proven to be removed from the scene of the crime, or again, the alleged event. So from this pasuk, we see that it's about the witness's location again, which is what's key. Now you could say the first opinion, maybe they just hold that pasuk about edut sheker, it's not extra words, it just means false testimony. Not that it means the witness is false. Connection, explanation of current Mishnah. And now we go to the Gemara. Mina hane mile. Minayin milim or devarim ha'elu. How do we know these words? Again, that it's proving the witnesses that they were at a different location. That's what makes a zomimin and not something else. Amar Rav Ada, de Amar Kara, because it says in the pasuk, Vene ed sheker ha'ed, sheker ana. And again, we explained this pasuk. It says the ed is sheker. And then sheker ana, which means he said false. Ad shetishaker gufa shel edut. Meaning until you're going to have that he's lying about the testimony. But it really means gufam shel ha'edim. In fact, what is the guf of the edut? What's the body of the testimony? Is really the people. They're the body. Literally a body, a person. So that's what it means. When it says gufa shel edut, it could be meant to say the gufam shel ha'edim. That's who has to be proven to be Meshakir. Now, Deber Bishmael Tana, they learned it another way, the school of Bishmael. La'anot bo sarah, again, that second pasuk in Devarim 19, to answer something removed. Ad she'tisare gufa shel edut. Again, until they show removed, or was again falsified with the word removed, the gufa shel edut, which is again the gufa shel the edim, of the edim. So they're just taking it from another verse, the same idea. So this is how we know that it's the witnesses that have to be proven false and not what they're saying, not the testimony itself. Also, just to explain the word gufa shel edut, it could mean, it sounds like it means the main part of the testimony. Again, not talking about the people. But really, edut is the testimony, if it just said edut. So gufa shel edut means the main part of the testimony, which is the location of the witnesses that they're saying that they saw it. So that's another way of explaining gufa shel edut.